Hi, welcome back to episode 4 of Voice Notes from Bhav. I am really happy that you're here with me today. I know I always say this, but I truly, truly mean it. Thank you for joining me on this little journey. It feels so good to know that we're all connecting through these real conversations. Today's episode is one that I think we all need to hear at some point. It's something I've been learning more and more as I grow, and I'm excited to share it with you today. We are talking about something that isn't easy, but it's also important: accepting to be disliked. It's tough, it's raw, but it's also super freeing once you get the hang of it. So let's get into it. Now, for those of you who don't know me personally, I am an extreme introvert, like extreme. I used to keep to myself so much that I didn't know how to interact with people, like. But then life took a turn. I moved abroad and that forced me to get out of my shell a little. I started interacting with people more, but here's the thing. I'm still an introvert and that'll never change no matter what. But here's where it gets interesting. When I started connecting with others, I gave them all of myself, like I was 100% open, thinking, okay, if I'm real with people, they'll be real with me. I think that came out of desperateness to meet new people because I was away from my home, no comfort people. I really want to build few relationships or people around me to feel comfortable again. And out of that desperateness, I started giving 100% of myself unknowingly, expecting the other person to give 100% as well back. And to be honest, I didn't know that rejection was just part of life at that point, and I didn't know it was okay for people to not like me. So, what happened when people didn't like me or didn't reciprocate my energy? Honestly, I felt low. I thought, wow, I must not be worthy. Maybe I am too much, or I'm not enough. Or what's wrong with me? Like, and at that point, I stopped being my authentic self around that people. I withdrew, I pulled back, I became discouraged. But over time, I realized something that completely changed my perspective. Everyone has people who don't like them. It's like how we all have favorite colors, right? Like, you know, that one color that just makes your heart happy. But there are also colors you just don't like at all, you know? So it's not because you have a bad story with that color. It's just you don't vibe with that color. It's that simple. So when I understood that, things started to shift. Once you accept that you're not everyone's cup of tea, life gets so much easier, trust me. Think about it, like your favorite actor, your favorite TV show, or your favorite food. There are people who hate those things. No matter how nice, how talented, how amazing these things are, people just don't like them. And that's completely fine. So, the takeaway here is, it's okay to be disliked and it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. Especially when I started social media. Oh boy, this is when it really hit me. I started posting content about a year ago. And in the beginning, everything was nice, really nice. People were kind, supportive, very nice comments. And I thought, okay, this is great. I can handle this. I can do this. I was so hyped, to be honest. But then, as my profile started getting more views, engagement, followers, the hate comments, they started saying hi. They started coming in too. And I'll be honest with you, it really threw me off at first. I couldn't take it. One comment would make me feel like maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe people don't like me. And maybe I'm not cut out for this. It's crazy. Because those hate comments would overshadow all the good things. Like the positive comments, the support, the love from the people who liked my content. That would all fade into the background just because of that hate comment. One bad comment could erase everything else in my mind. But here's the thing. I had to remind myself that I can't let one person's opinion affect my entire outlook on life or myself. The moment you accept that it's okay to be disliked, everything changes. You can start focusing on people who like you, the things that make you happy, the good stuff that's happening around you. That's it. That's the power in it. So, let's take a second to remember all the good things, all the good people, all the positive comments. They'll always outweigh the negative ones if we let them. Now, what's the moral of all of this? Well, the lesson is simple but powerful. Accept that it's okay to be disliked. It's normal. It's part of life. And when you accept it, you can move on. You can focus on what makes you happy, on the people who support you, and on the things that bring you peace. At the end of the day, no one's going to be everyone's cup of tea. And that's totally okay. Let those who vibe with you, vibe with you. And don't waste time trying to convince everyone else. Remember, you're enough exactly as you are. That sets you free. And if someone doesn't like you, that's their loss, not yours. So keep being you. Keep moving forward and let the good stuff in. That's all I've got for today, to be honest. And thank you so much for listening to Voice Notes from Bhav. I can't really spell. I've been speaking nonstop. But yeah, thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope this episode helped you see that being disliked doesn't mean you're not worthy. It just means you're being yourself, and that's always enough. Catch you in the next one. Bye.